Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The candidate selected for Eagle Crest general manager is unable to take the job because of a family emergency. Fortunately, the Eagle Crest board of directors had another qualified candidate. Matt Lillard, assistant general manager and marketing director for Magic Mountain Ski Area in Vermont, has accepted the job. Eagle Crest board chairman Wayne Stevens says Ray Gardner and his family were apparently on their way to Juneau from Atlanta when there was an unexpected emergency. Gardner notified the board on Saturday that he could not take the job.
You know, the board said go negotiate with one, and if one doesn't work, then go to two.
He says the board offered Lillard the job on Sunday, and he accepted late Monday afternoon. Lillard has a strong financial background as well as 10 years' experience in ski area management. Stevens says he'll be on hand for Saturday's Discover Eagle Crest Day, and he'll be on the job by November. He replaces Kirk Duncan, who was ski area general manager for 6 years. Duncan is now the director of public works for the city and borough of Juneau. A U.S. Senate bipartisan caucus focusing on oceans met for the first time yesterday, chaired by Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski and Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse. The 18-member group is comprised of senators from coastal states. Most are Democrats and four are Republicans. Murkowski says the Senate Oceans Caucus is dedicated to sharing information, hosting seminars, and working on common issues. Murkowski says far too little is known about the oceans that covers 70% of the planet.
We know less about our oceans than we do about outer space.
Alaska Senator Mark Begich is part of the group that pushed for the caucus. He says oceans are critical to the global economy and especially Alaska's economy.
The commercial activity of our commercial fishermen, to our sports fishermen, to our subsistence, tourism, recreational, oil and gas development, you name it, we do it in our oceans.
Begich already chairs a Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Oceans, but it's limited by the process. He says the new caucus has an unlimited topic range. He's been named caucus honorary co-chairman to help coordinate the work with the Commerce Subcommittee. A canoe accident has taken the life of a man from McGrath. Alaska state troopers say 30-year-old Leonard Andrews Jr. drowned Sunday evening in a lake near the Kuskokwim village of Nikolai. Troopers say Andrews and two other friends were riding a canoe in an outhouse lake near Nikolai when they tipped over. The others survived, but Andrews was unable to swim and he drowned. Troopers say alcohol was a factor in the incident and that none of the people in the canoe was wearing a life jacket. And a house reported damaged by a fire in Ketchikan yesterday morning. What's unique about this is that the occupants were awakened and saved by their pet rabbit. Captain Tracy Mettler of the Ketchikan Fire Department says crews arrived to find fire and smoke coming out of the basement of the house on Austin Street. The fire was put out fairly quickly, and Mettler says the two residents were able to escape.
The lady woke up with the pet rabbit on her chest scratching her, and pushed the rabbit aside and realized that their house is full of smoke. And it was at that point that she got out of bed, roused her daughter out of bed, and those two got out of the house. And it was during that they also lost track of the rabbit.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. There is some damage to the house, but the rabbit succumbed to the smoke and did not survive. Forecast for the capital city calls for some rain diminishing by this afternoon.